In the spring of 480 BC, King Xerxes, along with a legendary force of 1 million Persian warriors, assembled in Syria and Iraq and began their march toward Athens. The massive force met little resistance until they reached Thermopylae. There, a small contingent of Spartan warriors, led by King Leonidas, took their stand. Xerxes demanded that the Greeks surrender and turn over their legendary gun. Leonidas sent back his reply, "Molan labe, come and take it." Although the Spartan contingent was ultimately destroyed, they inflicted serious damage on the Persian army. And more importantly, their heroic actions delayed the Persians' progress toward Athens, which allowed time for the city's evacuation, saving tens of thousands of lives. "Molan labe, come and take it." A call of defiance to tyranny that lives on to this day in the heart of every freedom-loving gun owner, standing defiantly in the path of an overwhelming force that would seek to strip us of our liberties and deny us of our God-given right to protect ourselves and our families. And thanks to a partnership between Gun for Hire Radio and the folks at Kick-Ass Custom Tees right here in New Jersey, you can now express your steadfastness and stand in defiant unity with us, wearing your own custom-made limited edition Gun for Hire Radio Moulin Labe I Will Not Comply t-shirt. Each of these limited edition t-shirts is beautifully handcrafted from the finest materials. The back of the shirt features an upside-down American flag, the universal sign of distress, superimposed over an image of the Capitol building, with the words, "They counted on us to do nothing. They counted wrong." And in big, bold, defiant letters, our mantra, "I will not comply." The front of the shirt is printed in golden Greek letters, the phrase "Moulin Labe," with a Spartan helmet superimposed over the silhouette of the state of New Jersey. Now, I spoke to the folks at Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and they assured me that, at your request, shirts are being developed for our brothers and sisters in New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, who are also under attack. You know, studies show that t-shirts are one of the best ways to get any message out to the public, since the average t-shirt is seen by over 350 people each and every day it's worn. And that number jumps into the thousands when it's worn to something like a sporting event. The quality of these handcrafted limited edition shirts is superb, and the cost is just $29. And the proceeds of each and every shirt helps to defray the cost of bringing this program to you each and every week. Won't you help support us and stand strong with us in the face of overwhelming resistance? Shirts are available both in men and women's sizes, from sizes small to 5X fat bastard. You can order yours online by following the link at gunforhireradio.com. or by stopping by the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range right here in Woodland Park, New Jersey. So come on and join us. Take a stand, make a statement, and let's have some fun doing it.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. Boy, it's a busy week this week, Anthony. By the way, "Go fuck yourself" is on the top of the list.
So, isn't that great how we talk? Now, let me ask you something. When I spoke before the assembly, what if I told Charles Maynard that? What would have happened to me?
I wonder what would have happened.
They'd have escorted you out.
Like if
you
by the way, Ainsley Reynolds is in the house.
Ainsley Reynolds.
And
is
Rich
that the guy with
Petkevis.
The
is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Rich Petkevis. They're here to talk about the new Second Amendment organization, or pro-gun, or pro-peace and pro-happiness organization. We're going to get at that in a little
bit.
It's
got rainbows and puppy dogs.
What Sandy's making reference to,
unicorns.
For any of our listeners that have been under a rock for the past week, a Rhode Island state senator was approached and
Democrat
asked surprising. About the Second Amendment.
Really?
And he told the his constituent to go F himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
And his man toy or something that was next to him chimed in also and said, "Yeah, go F yourself."
Sort of like a baboon look to him.
He
were
thought
bugging
it, he thought
it
was cool that he was doing
he's
that.
A little
very
nuts.
Good.
He looked like a little nuts.
He kind of F'd himself, didn't he? Well, we got audio, so we're coming back up in segment two. We'll play that.
Yeah,
for
we're gonna play it. We want everybody to hear it. A couple of things. Some of the conspiracy people out there on cyberspace have said this, but I found out from a strong contact in Trenton that one of the reasons the Senate pulled the mag ban vote was because of my testimony. The testimony was I had my speech all prepared, and then Lou Greenwald, the majority leader who's sponsoring this bill, he went up and he spoke. And he spoke about, he said, when he was questioned, he said that there was going to be a magazine exchange. So I wrote that down in my little dissertation. And when I went up, I said the majority leader talked about a magazine exchange. So is the state putting aside $30, $40 million? I just threw a number out of the air. Yeah. But I'm like, is the state putting aside $30, $40 million for the magazine exchange that Lou Greenwald, you know, spoke about? And the Office of Legal Services, OLS, brought it up to the Senate and said this is going to be an issue because the majority leader went on record stating that there's going to be a magazine exchange and there's no provision written into the bill in the House or the Senate. So it was held because of me, from what I understand.
Rock
you know,
and a hard place.
Which is pretty cool because I had the whole thing prepared also. When I went to speak to the Senate, I was going to direct it right at the Senate president and Christie asking where the monies were coming from.
I would still do it.
You know, I have it all prepared, but right now it's not tabled in the Senate. So I think they're freaking out a little bit because I think Greenwald opened his mouth, you know, living in this fantasy world. There's going to be a magazine exchange. They'll probably have them the same places where they have needle exchanges and heroin, you know, and methadone clinics and stuff.
We have to somewhere on the north end of Newark someplace.
Correct. But, you know, I'm reading articles everywhere. I think that the war on guns is pretty much over. After Newtown, it really climaxed, and now it's coming down because it's losing everywhere. Except on the East Coast, but even there, they're passing the laws. But from Rhode Island to New Jersey, F you, we're not complying.
F you.
Maryland said the same thing. We're not going to comply. Pass all the laws you want.
You notice the shirt I got on today?
Yeah, by the way, for people asking, it is printed on both sides, okay?
Yes,
and the pictures on the website show it on both sides. But I got a lot of emails. Is it one side or two-sided printing?
It's two-sided printing.
Did you bring shirts here yet?
Yes,
or no?
Your shirts are here,
Up to 5X Fat Bastard?
Fat Bastard.
To 5X Fat Bastard?
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
There's a 5X Fat Bastard.
So we have shirts. We have shirts at the range, and the shirts are available
online.
Online also, you can order them, so it's up to you. People are posting pictures of them and everything.
Yeah, I know. They're really cool. There's a lot of people sending stuff in from everywhere.
You know, my video went so viral. It would have been nice if it went viral about a month earlier when the NRA Board of Elections was at its peak. And I should be getting a letter any day from the NRA whether I made it, didn't make it, or I'm on the bubble and I need to push until April 7th when the ballots close to see if I made it or not. So it'll
they
be interesting.
They let you know ahead of time?
What they do is a week before the ballots close, they send you a letter that you're going to lose, you're going to win, or you're right on the bubble.
Oh.
So you might want to use whatever media, email, contacts you have to get anybody who hasn't mailed them in yet.
It's a good thing you don't have your own media.
So, I got a letter from the NRA a week ago, and I thought it was that letter. I opened it up, and I was getting the obligatory pee-pee whack again because I used the NRA logo unauthorized. Another NRA board member reported me.
Wow.
I had the NRA logo linked to the NRA website. And I'm not allowed to use their logo.
Are you serious? Like
that, yeah. Jeez.
Even though it goes right to the NRA?
It goes to the NRA website.
That's great.
Another board member who has nothing else to do.
Sure.
You know, there's
loser.
75 well, because, board members. I've never been on any of their sites. I don't even know if they have sites. And I could give a shit. Okay?
They really don't like you. They're analyzing the hell out of you.
It's going to be
what
fun.
What kind of loser does that?
This is going to be
fun. He's using,
the
logo as a link to our site.
I really hope you make it.
Just think that through.
That was the letter. That's the third time I've gotten that letter.
Promote NRA with the link to your site.
No,
and it didn't cost them anything.
No.
You did it for free. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I get about 10,000 hits a day on my website.
No, let's not do that. That makes no sense.
Probably more than
if
NRA.
If you go on Alexa.com and Google Gun for Hire, in the world, I'm the 384,000th site in the world.
Yeah. That's pretty freaking
in the world.
Big. Yeah.
So that's extremely big. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, you type in, all you have to do is type in gun. Anywhere in the state of New Jersey, and you get Gun for Hire, which is pretty good.
Okay. That's Jimmy Libman. He's hearing impaired, and he's coming to the range. I taught him how to shoot a gun.
Oh.
He was just in the window saying hi. Very nice guy. So, I mean, we got you guys here. Rich Petkevis, I said his name right, and Arnsley Reynolds.
Son of
Arnsley.
So he's going to start with me today.
Let's talk about the coalition you have started now. Rich, hit it off. Ainsley, be quiet.
Well, it's called Citizens for a Safer New Jersey. And the idea behind this is
It's bigger than just 2A. It's about the right of self-defense, with the emphasis being on the Second Amendment. And the idea behind this is to deliver this message without getting completely buried in the politics, and to explain that. Granted, the Second Amendment is a political issue. There's no hiding. We have magazine bans, everything. Everything you just talked about. But what turns a lot of people off is when you're trying to get new people to the range and you're trying to get people to just come and look at your gun collection or whatever, that right away it's really easy to slip them into the, oh, you're a right-wing extremist, you know, nut job that own all these guns.
Right.
And it's not about that. It's about that you're a human being. You've got a right. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you have this right to own the firearms,
correct,
to defend yourself and protect your family. So our goal is to go out and bring more people in. We're not intending to be a competition to any other group that exists. We're not intending to be a competition to training academies, gun shops, anything. We're looking to be like an intake organization to try to get new people to come into the Second Amendment family. And just like a family, we have to take care of each other. So you bring a new member into the family, you give them a taste, and then they decide from there. So we're looking to do events where it's a very vanilla, like first shoots.
You notice,
so Ainsley,
he said vanilla and not chocolate.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, it could be chocolate too.
I'm bringing some dark fudge chocolate.
The organization itself is made up of a board of seven. There are seven of us. I'm the chairman. Ainsley here is our CFO. He handles all the finances. Scott Heckler is the vice chairman. Sherry Spivak is one of our trustees. She's in the women's group. John Willett is the secretary. We have David Rosenthal is one of our trustees.
Rosie.
And Josh Sager is another one of our trustees.
I know everybody that he just mentioned. By the way, John Willett and his brother Michael, I'll be on Bold Departure podcast Monday night at 9:00 too.
Okay.
So now, Rich, what you're really going to need is you're going to need support from guys like me that have the facility, the guns,
right,
the people, and everything.
Absolutely.
And you know me, I don't care. Whatever you need, I'll just do it. But you're going to get some resistance from other ranges and stuff too, because some of them are still that old narrow-minded FUD mentality.
It is,
right?
What it is.
Yeah, Ainsley just said it. It is what it is, and nothing's going to stop us if it starts here, and we'll take it to wherever.
Correct.
One of the things I like about what you guys just did was you're using the tactic of the left on them. Okay, you're going to
pretty
name
much
it something. Pretty much. We're starting to wake up.
Read the website. The website's really easy. Go ahead, Rich.
It's the letter C, the number 4, snj.org.
C4SNJ.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have
this
a Facebook
is what happens
too.
When you start getting people who are under 1,000 years old involved in this.
Yes, pretty. Everything. You kind of touched upon it. It's like when we came together, it was a different idea. And yes, using the left. Because one of the things, that, and Rich will tell you, is that there was a lot of things that first of all, the Color Coalition is stillborn and is done. I am now aligned in this fully because it's the same mission.
Right.
But broadly focused.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be focusing on the urban initiatives, but we had the same ideas when we spoke, which brought me on board with this organization. And one of the things I kept emphasizing is that you have to take out all of those things that will deflect,
correct,
or keep people from focusing,
yeah, correct,
on what we need. We need other people to understand their right without getting caught up in the politics. The politics are always going to be there.
Yeah.
But if I get you to own a firearm, now you're going to start viewing those politicians that don't know what they're talking about a little different.
And you're going to start to see the reality of what it is here.
Absolutely.
In New Jersey.
And,
which is a very smart move, guys.
Yes, and I was doing it before. Matter of fact, once I leave here, I'm going to go introduce another shooter. I'm going to take like 6 guns so he gets the feeling, because he just got his FID. Same mission, but now I'm going to roll it
what
right
range
up.
What range are you going to use?
Well, I'm not
a good one. Probably.
Oh, relax. Remember, I'm in a gun club. He just wants to test fire some.
Now,
see, he tried to put me on.
Now,
the
Rich, yes, you've never been to my place before. Do you see how we designed it to be comfortable for women and everybody else?
Oh, this is great. Yeah, it's beautiful here. Very
and
comfortable.
And that's what we want. We don't want it to look like an old boys club. You
right.
know, we want it or a biker bar. We wanted it to look that way. We have ladies events here. So, you know, my doors are open for your organization.
Thank
anything
you.
That you're going to have, anything you're going to host. We're surrounded by inner cities on the fringes. So
yes.
We'll gladly, whatever it takes, my staff, monies, guns, ammo, range, equipment, we'll do it all. Because, listen, if we have an event and 100 people show up, even if we convert one, to me, that's a win of
that's
one.
Right. Yeah.
I always talk about if if the other 99 leave neutral, now they're not fighting us. And I'll take neutral.
Yes.
I'd rather them be positive, I'll take a neutral. I'll take an inner city guy that has all bad, you know, feelings of guns and firearms and bring him in and show him what it's like and have him walk out and go, wow, that was good, especially women. We win them over, then they're not fighting about us over the water cooler, and that's what I want.
Actually, yeah. I think women is the key.
Yes.
And in the Urban Initiative, I think black women would be the actual key as I'm starting to really have these conversations, because if I get the mother involved, you'd be surprised that it brings the whole family.
Mama's going to take, everybody looks to mama for everything, healthcare and whatever. Well, it looks like we're winning too, because News 9, which is a super station, had a great thing. We're coming back with, we're going to share with you how we are really winning. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Sabeel, you chased a story that may make its way all the way to the United States Supreme Court. It's about a business owner in Sussex County who is really challenging the perception of what most New Jerseyans have about folks and their right to carry a firearm. What do you got?
John Drake is a New Jersey business owner who's fighting for the right to carry a gun in public, and he's willing to take his fight all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. I chased this to Sussex, to the Wantage Town Center, where the Sticks, Cigars, and Tobacco store has one of John's ATMs. Now, John operates the ATMs, and he carries cash to fill them up on a regular basis. And because he does this job, he says that he believes New Jersey should allow him to carry a gun to protect himself, and he says that he's already had 3 close calls. Because of that, he applied for a permit and believes that New Jersey should allow him to carry a weapon.
Our Second Amendment right, which is, of course, one of the amendments in our Bill of Rights, applies to all states in the United States. It's actually why they call the United States is singular and not plural.
He's trying to take this to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the Attorney General, John Hoffman, is trying to stop him in his tracks. He wrote a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court telling them to not even listen to John Drake at all, to not listen to his arguments, and to leave things as is in New Jersey.
Now, it sounds like the Attorney General is doing this because he's maybe, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but maybe they're thinking that this is painting with a broad brush, that this would completely undo the current laws that New Jersey has. Because clearly, just common sense. I mean, I've never seen an armored car pull up to a grocery store or anything else without somebody carrying a sidearm. Of course.
It's all a culture of fear. There is no common sense. There's no understanding that the right to bear arms, the right to carry a concealed weapon, should be looked at on a case-by-case basis. This man clearly has a constitutional right to protect himself in this situation, and it's outrageous that anyone would stop him from trying to have that case heard.
Well, in the case of John, he grew up around guns. He knows how to use them. He grew up since the age of 5. He's been shooting. You can see video of him shooting pheasants, hunting with his buddies, so he definitely knows how to maneuver weapons.
See, this just shows us the reality here in New Jersey, which is that you can apply for a concealed weapons permit. You're probably not going to get it, even if you're someone like this guy who really needs one.
You look at the violence in Trenton and Newark and places like that, where these laws don't do anything to curb the violence. I mean, these gangs and kids are running around with weapons right now.
I'd like to see the attorney general do that job for a day and then tell me that that man doesn't need to protect himself.
Wow, do you believe that? I'd like to see the attorney do the attorney general do that job and then say that this guy doesn't need weapons. Mm. We were talking off air about this, and there's a lot to be learned by this clip. Number one, we are winning. When the press, this is a New
Channel
Jersey.
Channel 9, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is New York, a New York station really doing a sort of a pro-gun commentary
actually
about
reporting
what happened.
The news, for once
actually reporting the news.
But you see, they're focused on just Drake because he has experience.
Yes.
All right?
Oh, and he has
they're
experience,
not looking at the big picture where everybody
ATM
has
business.
The right.
Correct.
They're trying to narrow. They're trying to narrow it down.
But it's still a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. One, you know, the salami theory, right? One slice at a time. All we got to
do
is just get between the Dutch chocolate or whatever the hell he brought up before. And the, what are you talking about? Hot chocolate?
Double chocolate.
Double chocolate. Scott Bock says that the Supreme Court took their cases to decide what they're going to hear or not hear, and we should know mid-April if Drake is going to be heard or not.
If Drake is going to be one of them.
A couple weeks.
Drake, it's literally 3 weeks away. Drake is going to be heard.
And if the Attorney General is that scared that he comes out and tries to derail this right away, we know it's a good case.
Channel 9 News is attacking the Attorney General of the state of New Jersey.
Exactly. Okay? Which is amazing.
I can't believe it.
When somebody posted that clip on one of my Facebook things, and I'm like, yeah, another one of these things. And I looked at it, and it's like women, and there's a white dude, and there's a black dude. So it's like a cross-section instead of, all right, I'm Harry Reasoner or whatever, you know. All right, this is cool. And they do it like TMZ. It's hip, where they're all standing around with water bottles and shit like that.
But what's
going
on?
Think about this, guys. The 20-somethings, 30-somethings, they can relate to that stuff.
Yes.
So they're watching that. Yes. Now they're taking that in as that's the right news that I'm hearing. That can't hurt our cause.
Absolutely.
And it's because of the 20-somethings and 30-somethings. And these are the folks we need to reach, because these are the people who really take a strong libertarian stand. You know, you can get them on both sides of the aisle, be they Republican. I'm so tired of the damn labels, whether it's Republican or
that's
Democrat or whatever.
That's always been my issue.
Just so tired of this shit, because on both sides you've got progressives who are driving the agenda.
That's right.
And it's all about power, and it's all about a power
and
grab.
And control.
That's really, gun control is about control. And it's not about control of the gun. It's about
control of you.
Us. They hate us.
Oh, and contrary to what other Second Amendment organizations do nationwide, Rich and Ainsley said you could be any color and any age to be a member and a supporter. Okay? All right? You don't have to be 117 years old to be a member or a supporter. Tell us something about it, Rich.
Well, everybody is welcome. And one of the big things that we also did that's going to set us different, we're non-membership based. There's no membership fee to be involved with the organization, so you don't have to pay.
All right, so how are you going to get your funding, though?
Donations. We are depending on donations. We need people to donate. Now, something to point out, we are applying to be a 501c3 organization.
At the federal level.
And what that will do, once we get this, and this takes a while to get, we've been told up to 16 to 24 months.
Wow.
But then your donations will be tax deductible. So if we come here to the Woodland Park Range to Gun for Hire and we say, Anthony, let's do this event, and you give us $1,000 worth of ammo and gun rental, you now have a business write-off.
Nice.
And that goes even to individuals. If you come out of your pocket and you want to put, hey, here's $500, here's $100, $50, whatever, all tax write-off. We're not there yet. We do need donations right now. It's basically kind
of
your heart. You can visit our website, c4snj.org.
And click the donate button.
There is a PayPal donate.
And what about, is Ainsley drawing a salary?
Ainsley is not drawing a salary. There are no paid people.
Dude, you couldn't afford me.
It's all volunteer?
Everybody
all
is volunteer. Everybody's volunteer.
That's right.
We have an attorney retained.
It is in our heart. It is all volunteer.
Yeah. The only person that's being paid is the attorney because we're doing all this the right way, the legal way, the bylaws, the constitution.
So no junkets to Vegas on contributions?
No. The attorney, is he a member of the organization?
No, he's not. He's just an
outside attorney.
I'll contribute a nice check to jumpstart the organization.
Thank you.
I'll have, if Richie comes in, I'll have him cut the check today. So,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Ainsley, I'll just leave it blank. You do whatever you feel is right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
You know,
since we're still in, you know, talking about this organization, I want people to really, you know, understand is that, you know, everything's transparent. At me being a CPA, I'm not putting my license on the line for anyone. I don't care what the cause is. So do understand that this is for real.
Yep.
We are not playing. Everything is transparent. You will see everything up front, personal, and know what we're doing. There's nothing to be hidden because when you go into the concept of 501c3, that's public information.
Right.
So when your donations are, you know, under 501c3, you can see it. It's reported. GuideStar is one of the bigger, you know, places that you have to file.
Sure.
And you're saying, you know, transparent, not like in the White House sense of transparent.
No. This is real transparency that we collected this much donation and we spent it on this and these things specifically. And you will not see any salaries on there. So people really need to understand that. And we're serious about this. You know, we're really focused on building the organization, and of course, it needs money. I don't want people thinking we just, you know,
everything runs on money.
That's
yeah,
everything
correct. Runs it on takes money to raise the money.
So, absolutely. If you guys feel pretty confident, all our listeners out there, out of state, in state, remember what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, crack it open, whether it's $1, $5, $50, you know, whatever
everybody can donate.
We have a sponsorship program now on our website. There's different levels. It starts at $150 and it goes up to $1,000. There's four levels. And basically the benefit perks of that are there's different exposure levels on the website for what you get for your donation when you go into the sponsorship.
Okay.
Most importantly, to get, you know, to be a supporter of the organization, sign up for our email. Be on our email list so you know when we're doing things.
Hear that?
So
that's free.
Yes.
And it's free.
And cheap bastard.
So you also know when we need volunteers. We need volunteers now. We have a lot of ideas and we need a lot of help putting these programs together with different types of the outreach programs. We're not only talking, you know, when we talk Citizens for a Safer New Jersey, we want to help RSOs and instructors. We'll put together a medical class for firearms-related injuries that nobody else has done. We have access through our network of people amongst a group of us to the professionals that do these courses.
I've done that class already, but go ahead.
Including gunfire.
I'm just kidding.
Even here.
I'll go for the top sponsorship, by the way, but the caveat is I want Ainsley as my private bookkeeper for one day a year.
Nice.
Okay. I want him to sit at a little desk next to mine. And every time I talk, I want the green. I want an armband.
No problem.
And every time I talk, I want to hear him go.
You got it.
Okay. Even if I'm just talking, I just want him to add shit up.
I'm committing right now. Yes, I'll do it. No big deal.
Sandy, I'm going to need a video crew for that day.
That's it. Hold on. You say anything about videotape? Hold on. Wait a minute.
Well, you don't think we're going to let the video crew slide, right?
Yeah, that's just true. But also, as we're talking for volunteers on the Urban Initiative, anybody that's in listening to Gun for Hire Radio that lives in, I'm going to say Patterson, Newark, Irvington, Trenton, Camden, we're going to have to work on that one.
Asbury Park.
You know, Asbury Park.
Yeah. Mm.
I need volunteers that have an in with some sort of facility where we can hold a town hall meeting because what I would like to do to begin hitting these particular areas that have a lot
like
of
church
crime,
groups, that sort of thing.
See, church is always tough for what we have to talk about.
Knights of Columbus, American Legion,
it's whatever, wherever we can do a town hall meeting where we actually, it's going to be the truth about guns. And see, sometimes church, as I was just at this peace summit, it's real touchy to try to go into a church. But
to get
if you
the
go
pastor
into,
to go along,
yeah, you know,
unless the pastor's a shooter.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I mean, what we're talking about is, again is nonpartisan, but it's talking about if we're gonna it's the truth about guns, about how you own it, the difference between we're illegal gun owners and the criminals. It has to be a distinct difference. And even at this event that I was just at, some people finally got the concept of that it's crime and violence.
Yeah,
we are not the problem. Right. So every time you pass one of these stupid laws that reduce the the magazine capacity. Who's that affected?
Right.
How's that stopping
right.
any? How's that saving any lives? And that's the truth. And I actually had a discussion last week with one of the members of the Public Safety Committee, and I'm not going to reveal the name, but you probably figure it out anyway. But see, behind the scenes, it's the politics that just suck. I talked to this person. I said, why on earth, after listening to 100 people basically speak to say, we do not like this bill, and you listen to four clowns that agree with the bill. One, this person was educated. I was educated on this bill. I could not believe, because knows nothing about guns, doesn't own a gun, doesn't believe in guns, but listening to that, and Cheyenne was the biggest, Cheyenne, right?
Yeah,
Cheyenne was the biggest part of changing the mindset of listening to that young lady and going, wow, never knew that.
Right.
However,
what
you're
a
still
9-year-old
voting,
knows more than the people who are sitting on the committee.
And that's the key. But the problem, you still passed it. And the reason was is because politics. Because you have Steve Colcutt Sweeney, basically, he's on the bully pulpit.
Yeah.
I don't vote for this out of committee. He blocks my bill.
Right.
That's what's behind this nonsense.
It's dirty play.
It's dirty politics. And that person doesn't like it, but they go along with the program. And I said, well, you're actually still part of the problem. But, I have my bills, and then this guy basically can stop it.
Yeah. It's just
and
it's,
that's
it's
terrible.
A quid pro
that
quo.
Is a that is an absolute terrible. You know it's wrong. You've heard. So basically, we go to testify for the point of the public. We the people, the say to our elected official or public masses, as Anthony always referred to, because that's what they act like, to say, I do not like this bill. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. Hundreds of people. You got these four clowns, two who don't live in the state.
Yes.
Two other organizations that don't even know their ass from the elbow. Talking and then meeting privately, and that was my other issue. It's like, why do you meet with them privately?
Right.
Take pictures with them privately, but you don't meet with any of us to discuss
this. You know, it's very interesting, too. If you take a look, go back, and you guys listening here, if you go back, go into the archive, listen to this episode, and replay that News 9 thing, okay?
Yes.
And if you listen to the lead-in, the roll-in, they call it, of that particular piece, the commentator makes a statement that they're voting basically on a bill that they're taking a position that is unfamiliar and unpopular. So right away, our position is always considered unpopular. Well, when you've got a million gun owners in the state of New Jersey, I'd venture to say that's wrong, because most people are either gun agnostic or pro-gun in the state. I would really say that they have to push very, very hard to be anti-gun.
Correct.
To be that vehemently
because
opposed to firearms.
Because they don't know about it. It's like it's something they wouldn't
or
even
there's
think
an
about.
Agenda,
absolutely.
Which is what we know. Because there is a gun banning industry.
And they just need to tell it. You know, I would give them an ounce of respect. They just tell the truth. Mayors against illegal gun is a lie.
Yeah.
It's mayors against gun. It's the gun control freak
billionaire.
Illegal
mayors against
gun. You know, the gun control freak billionaire elitist doesn't believe you need to have gun because we're...
He has an armed contingent.
Because we're peons,
exactly.
and he's the king.
Yes.
It's this
and
reality.
That's what it's about.
And mothers demand gun action, gun
it's
sense,
just
nonsense.
Anything that you
she
can
needs
get.
A life.
Right.
Her husband needs
to,
make her happy so she can stop this nonsense.
There we go.
I'm
another one. I got another one now.
I'm
that's
just
good.
It just needs to stop because half of them don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
And then you're gonna keep pushing this false sense of reality, of if we do this, you're gonna save lives. It's moronic, and everybody knows it.
By the way, I want to just can I plug Waldorf Chiropractic real quick?
As soon as we come back,
Son of a.
Right now, because we're running against the clock. What can I tell you? It's a clock on the walls. Oh,
and yes, I said
today.
It. I don't like
that.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORF.com. Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and I will tell you right now, he sent me a message that also he will not comply.
Nice.
Another staunch Second Amendment supporter. So if you're in or around the Bridgewater area, or if you're not, tell your friends and family about it. Dr. Eric also has his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you go to Waldorf Chiropractic and mention Gun for Hire Radio, you will get grade A treatment. He will take care of you. Again, continue to support those who support us. I want to take a moment. I haven't been able to call, email, and message everybody back for the I Will Not Comply. It went totally viral because of the blaze and everything else that it was on, Breitbart and everything else. I can't answer all the emails. I read through as much as I can, but I want to thank everybody for your support. And I stopped my car the other day. I was in the SRT8 charger, and I had to reconnect my phone. And a pickup truck pulls up alongside of me with tinted windows. He beeps the horn. I roll down the window. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I saw your testimony. I will not comply either. Thank you for your support. And pulls away. I'm like, okay. I'm getting that everywhere where I go. So it's interesting. But a couple of things. I have some letters. I want to hit a few letters. What I will not comply, all right? You know, a lot of us know Marcus Max on Facebook, Marcus Hirschhorn. Mm-hmm. He told a long story about not complying, and I was going to read it, but I'm going to have him on the show.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So he's going to come on the show, and he's going to go through
the
whole thing.
He's got an excellent story.
And I want to share everybody. It's a great Israeli story. Yeah. We're doing it, Marcus, Monday, April 21st is the one-year anniversary of Gun for Hire. So if you could make it that day, please let me know. This one's from Rob Werko. He wrote on a recent show, you recommended disguising guns in guitar cases, you know. And he's like, well, we shouldn't be hiding our stuff, you know, because we're law-abiding gun owners. And Rob, that's not the issue. The issue is Ainsley's single and he lives in a townhouse or a condo and he doesn't want his neighbors to know he have guns, or across the street are some kids that, you know, that look like they smoke pot all day or whatever. He doesn't want his house to get broken into.
Right.
So instead they just think he's a hippie musician carrying the gun case. Okay, I understand we really shouldn't hide it and be closet gun owners, you know, but sometimes we have to do what we have to do.
Right.
And we get more and more people that come in here with guitar cases with their long guns, and I'll ask them how come, and they're like, well, I live in an apartment complex. I live in a high-rise building.
Right.
And I don't want to get into the elevator with my, you know, Viking tactical or voodoo tactical bags. I understand it. Another one.
Or a tool bag for your pistol.
Or tool bags are the best.
Right.
Another one is from Matt Tremper. I have read your report on the Blaze for your stance against unconstitutional carry in the state of New Jersey. I wanted to inform you that many of us gun owners in the Midwest are closely following your state's actions and support your endeavor to defeat this tyranny. We here at Tempster Tactical LLC support you and wish you all the best of luck and Godspeed. Matt Tremper. That's really, really good. I got this one from New Hampshire, guys. I'm a loyal listener to your program, and thanks for taking a stand and being a patriot. I have a comment on your latest show. You mentioned that you should be very wary about carrying guns around property in New Jersey so as not to be charged with brandishing or threatening. I live in a rural area and have about 7 acres. When working around the house or tending to property lines, I routinely openly carry a handgun and have never had a problem. You can't be convicted of brandishing if the weapon is in plain sight and the law allows it. It's an unspoken warning that to anyone that might see you that it's going to be a problem. Best regards, Carl from New Hampshire. Carl, you're in New Hampshire. We're in New Jersey. And the reason we say that is if you're mowing your lawn and your gun is out in the open, Knappen says it's legal, but he doesn't advise it because we have anti-gunners. They'll see everywhere, that, and the police are going to come, and it'll escalate, and it'll end up being in trouble. So
and you could get killed. In this state, you could get killed.
Yeah, I'd rather Rich mowing his lawn with a flannel shirt on, and you can't see the gun, to be honest.
That's what I do.
We ain't New Hampshire, but we appreciate you, okay? What is this one? This one is another one from Derry, New Hampshire. I want you guys to get a feel of how many people from out of the state are supporting us. I recently saw your remarks before some New Jersey lawmakers regarding the proposed magazine ban, and I want to say how inspiring your speech was. I wrote that speech sitting in the back of the room, by the way, waiting my turn.
Yeah.
That's because it was passion for me. Thank you so much for standing up for fellow law-abiding, legal Second Amendment-supporting Americans. I'm from New Hampshire, and it sickens me what lawmakers are attempting to do throughout the nation regarding our God-given rights. You have a supporter in New Hampshire. Good, Paul Rowe, because I might have to come live with you. and I got one more from Rich Wagoner in Colorado. You got me wondering, not forgetting $30 to $40 million for magazine exchange, what it's going to cost to prosecute, convict, and then house 1 million new felons in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a 10-year term, right? It'd be interesting to see their year-by-year projection on this. The cost of new prisons alone should be staggering. Rich, I'm stealing that when I proposed to the Senate. I'm going to talk about the $30 or $40 million and what it's going to cost. They're going to have to build camps for us, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
which I'm sure they'll do.
I figured out of a million gun owners, if I stand up and I'm the first one to get locked up, I would have to say that there'd probably be about 10,000 people that would go with me.
Yeah, we always talk about it's 1 to 2%
who are the hardcore. It wouldn't be any more than that, you know.
Yeah. But what are you going to do with 10,000 or 20,000 people now who are instant felons? Who are saying, screw you, I'm just not going to comply. No, sorry.
Connecticut's freaking out. New York's freaking out.
They don't know what to do.
Rhode Island's freaking out. And now Maryland is freaking out. Everybody's saying, we're not doing it.
But you can't go to jail because you're losing all that weight. You might become somebody's bitch.
And I don't look good in orange.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Real quick, another one from Michael Linder. He was there at the assembly hearing. I'm the guy who said, how dare they expect law-abiding citizens to ask their permission to use the bathroom? And I have to take issue with your statement about the armed guards. You said there were no need for the armed guards because all 150 people had gone through background checks and were certified good guys. That's not entirely true. There were four people in the room who were not certified good guys.
That's right.
And two of them were from out of state. That would be Nicole and Cryan. I'm glad we had armed guards there to protect us from whatever violence they might have had planned. I wonder what those police officers who were likely gun people themselves thought about the proceedings. Michael Linder. It's a good point, Michael. That's a very good
and everybody point. On the dais was not background checked, and probably many of them, if they fall in suit, could be considered
felons.
One
of the drunks on the Law and Public Safety Committee, he carries a firearm.
That's good.
Yeah. I took the elevator going down with him.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I looked up, I saw the camera in the elevator. I go, all right, I'm not smashing his face into the button. I was going to cheese brain him up and down the button.
I know you wanted to. I can't deal with that dude.
And then when the elevator opened, I would have just stepped over him casually.
Wait, what happened there?
It was like that when he got in. He passed out. I had no idea. I think
maybe he
fell.
Was drinking.
He burped. Yeah. I smelled alcohol. And then he fainted.
Well, you know what? Rhode Island's got an interesting group of folks, and there was a guy by the name of Josh Miller who was a Democrat senator in Rhode Island.
Go F yourself, douche.
And when he was approached by a outlet, we could call it, right? It was a great blogger.
Yeah, he's a blogger, and it went on, InfoWars, which a lot of people aren't a big fan of. I'm not really either, but they just ran a video on me. The I Will Not Comply video, too, yeah, so whatever.
That's pretty good. Let's take a listen, and we can comment right after that.
Numbers. Yeah, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. You people need to understand that. Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Comment, sir. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Good comment, sir.
The majority's out there.
Now,
you go.
That was State Senator Josh Miller and his boy toy.
And his boy toy, yeah.
Okay. Elected official.
That's
this
class.
This is what elected officials say to
yes,
the public.
Yes, exactly.
Tattooed
but it's
boy
okay
toy.
For them.
Like we talk about all the time, public masters. Who's working for who? These people really need to be put into their place and understand that you work for me.
They forgot.
No, it's backwards. No. They're the public masters
well,
now.
This is just
let's sit in high back leather
that
chairs.
That is a perfect name for them.
Yes.
It's public master because
yes.
they don't understand the concept is that you're an elected official. You're supposed to represent me. And I think that's my biggest issue is when I look at my so-called representatives that you, your votes, the things that you put, I'm like, that's
you're
not representing me.
Right, exactly.
Like,
right.
You represent whatever
care.
You think.
Correct.
You don't exactly. You don't care. Well, you don't
whatever's
respond.
Gonna feather their bed.
You don't respond.
Whatever
to,
we see now from Leland Yee in California.
It's ridiculous.
That you know, wherever you can be this. And what's amazing though is how the press right now and how the anti-gunners in California are they're apoplectic.
Yep.
They're trying to figure out who now is going to take these same bills and push them through the state.
Isn't it great?
Not the fact that you've got a person who is a huge hypocrite who is
running guns
yes. with the Taliban.
He's
yes.
a
and
yes.
there was his mafia guy in New Jersey. What's his name? Shrimp Dick?
Shrimp Boy.
Shrimp Boy.
Okay.
But I, you know, we joke, but just really think about this concept is that this guy's an anti-gun, and he was running guns and
yes.
weapons.
Yes, but
how is that
why
the news not going bananas on
why
this?
Why does this surprise us?
It's not surprising, but it's
look
it's,
at the mayors against illegal guns.
How many of them have been charges?
What did I just say? I was at the Peace Corps. One of the panelists, he's a crook. You're talking about peace and anti-violence, and you got a police official who's a crook.
I'll tell you what. If I do go to prison, I want my cellmate to be Shrimp Dick.
Nice.
Let's
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
You know, if you're a member of the range, April 21st from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock at night, we're having a pig roast. Ainsley's going to be here, too. We're also going to have beef brisket. We're going to have mac and cheese, cornbread, vegetable stir fry. If you are kosher or if you are vegan, email me and we will accommodate also. How's that?
You'll have a rabbi come and bless
the
pig?
We're going to use Noah's Ark in North Bergen or Tenafly. They're going to cater it.
I love those places.
Yes. By the way, this segment is sponsored by MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. In Montville, New Jersey, you can't believe this place. I mean, again, Ainsley, if you were working out of your house as an accountant or CPA, for $59 a month, you get a professional environment.
Where are you
professional.
Gonna get that?
You're not.
Absolutely.
And it's a month-to-month commitment. You're not signing a 30-year lease where business can take a downturn. So if any of our listeners know any partial losers are still working out of their mom's house and shit, okay, or out of their basement or their garage and they can't entertain clients, or you're meeting your clients at a diner, MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites.
If you're still meeting, you really shouldn't have business meetings at Starbucks.
It's not right.
The Cheetos.
So, Rich... Really, what are your plans? What, like, my place is your place, obviously, you know.
Thank
that.
You.
So you guys want to do an event up here. What are you thinking for the first event? Tell me.
Well, Shari's been working on coming up with a plan for a women's event for us. That's one of the first things. We also have been talking about possibly refuse to be a victim.
Okay.
We're looking to grab new people in, but at the same time, we want to help take care of our own here. But we're not trying to compete with anyone. So we're not going to be, we don't want to run First Steps pistol things where guys like you, that's how you're making a living.
Sure.
And we're
I'll
not
donate
here to take
the
it away.
Refuse to be a victim training materials, by
great.
The way.
Thank
I
you.
Have them here. I have thousands.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eddie Eagle, something like that.
That's why I said we had a lot of ideas. Eddie Eagle. We're big on the kids.
Yeah.
Because they need to learn that firearms aren't Call of Duty. They need to know the real thing.
That's
they need
right.
to know that you're not going to find a handgun typically in a bag of candy. We're all familiar with that piece
that
of
ridiculous.
Journalism that was done.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we're looking to do. When we go back to volunteers again, what we have ideas. We need people to help us implement. There's seven of us, and we're also trying to keep to organize the organizations though. There are seven trustees now. Our bylaws allow for us to expand that. And we're all of the agreement that if we're going to expand somebody into the level of trustees, and that's how you move in to be elected chairman, is you have to be at that level. It's going to be based heavily on involvement, on how much you want to do for the organization. We've all put in money out of our own pockets to get it to where it is right now. The time, I can't even put an amount on the time that we've all spent.
Sure.
On this.
And you all have full-time jobs, so
everybody has families and lives. Yeah. Nobody's, cruising along here.
That's true.
But that's where we come back to volunteers. We're structured in a way that we're looking to make people chairpersons or directors of particular areas. So if you come to us as the board and you have an idea for something, hey, would this be really good? Yeah, particular skills. You come to us, the board, we say, okay, we're going to turn around and then say we can allocate X amount of dollars. Get yourself some volunteers. Good luck. We're not looking to micromanage anybody. There's a lot of freedom for somebody who really wants to make a difference to get involved and have something and grow it and own it and have the ownership. And then you'll have at the end of the day the satisfaction knowing you're helping the greater cause standing up for your rights.
Yeah.
So let's C4SNJ. C4SNJ, get on the email list, send these guys an email if you want to volunteer, whatever skill sets you have, I don't care what it is. If you're an organized person, we could use you. I'm sure they could use you, okay?
Right.
Anything, if you're an NRA instructor, refuse to be a victim, whatever the case may
be. Or
can
carry chairs and stack them
anything,
up. Anything.
All right, they need a roster of volunteers. Obviously, they're going to need some grease in the machine. I sent an email through the Mobi site that I'll be a platinum sponsor. You should also go on their site. It's high tech. There's a Mobi site and everything, so it's good. It's good. Go ahead, Dean. So you were going to say something before
I interrupted
you?
Just overall, just to people just really understand is that the real goal is that we have to pull in, I would say, the non-traditional. We don't want to keep talking to the choir. We already got the organization.
No more old white guys.
Yeah.
We want you to volunteer. We want your money.
Absolutely.
But we need those people that are on the fringe, on the fence, that never really thought about it. Because the more people that you get, I say, woken up from that sleep that they have and really understand the truth about firearm, is the more people that we have voting the right way. Because the key is that you really need to vote to turn these things around.
Correct.
To keep these public masses from keep passing or keep coming up with these stupid ideas because they just believe that they have the majority. And they kind of believe it because they're still in office.
Yes, they're still in office.
The last election, most of them were put back in office.
This clown was right on the elevator. You know, you win something,
Because and it's not because they really agree with it. It's just that they don't go out and vote.
Right.
They're asleep. They're just passive, or they just, I know him and so forth. They really have to understand what it really, you know. Matter of fact, one of the things that I didn't talk to Rich yet, we have to do voter awareness and voter registration.
Absolutely.
That's the reality.
Absolutely. Because right now, you know, you're working against the machine. And
that's
the machine
correct.
Is very well oiled. It's very well greased.
Aligned with the media and very one-sided.
Absolutely. But you're starting to see that the media is starting to turn. And and we can turn them one little bit at a time. You have to understand, it's the media is all about selling commercials. It's all about popular whatever. It's all about dropping in what it needs to do. Every program you see, especially on morning shows, is a sponsored program right now.
Yep.
You know,
right.
you're dealing right now with a government that can and does now legally use disinformation and misinformation against the American public.
Big time.
First time since the Woodrow Wilson administration that this has been legal to do. So, you know, I think people in their 20s and 30s are starting to get a little disgusted with the fact that the NSA is up your rear end.
Yeah,
you know,
they
know
like
more
that.
About your colon care than your gastroenterologist does.
What did you say? did you catch that?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they're climbing up your butt with a microscope.
What county do you live in? Somerset.
Somerset.
You want your blood to boil? South Brunswick. Police arrested two men on Tuesday in connection with a series of residential burglaries and car burglaries. Okay, third man is still being sought. Detectives say the suspects have been connected to as many as 20 car burglaries and 70 residential burglaries over the past 4 months.
Amazing.
In Middlesex and Somerset County. So the kids are 21 and 22 years old. Guess what? $40,000 bail each,
Jesus.
Which means $4,000 bail you get
right.
out.
Right.
70 houses and 20 cars. We talk right. about catch and release problem. And That's revolving door.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay? 70 houses, 70 people were violated. You know that feeling, right, Ainsley?
Yes.
That's why I brought
and
it
actually
up.
Actually, 3 weeks ago, a house on the corner on my block.
Broken another
into.
One.
The old lady.
The old lady.
You said it on the air already. You're repeating yourself. He didn't take his Aricept.
Nice.
But think about it. 90 burglaries and $40,000 bail.
There.
Okay?
And
all you need is $4,000 bond. Their parents can have a car that's worth $5,000. They bring the title to the bondsman and the kids back out. Now, of course, they're going to get out. And what are they going to go do?
Rob.
They're
going
to go back to rob especially if they're junkies, okay?
Right, exactly.
They're not going to. They're going to go right back to robbing. Obviously, they have no fear to break into
70 houses.
No. Criminals in this state have no fear, and I think that's one of the things that we've got to get across to the voters. We've
let them break in my house.
Cities.
We can get that across.
Exactly. True.
They'd be my summer project in the basement. Every day I'd be putting my butcher apron on and going downstairs whistling.
It's party time.
I think I'll take a toad today. I'll tell you... it's disgusting when you think about it.
Yeah.
So I read this, and I was like, Ainsley's got to hear this because he's from that area, but
so
70 robberies in 4 months. I mean,
like,
90.
How do you do
excuse
that?
Me.
How do you,
that's like you have to be up 24 hours a day.
It's just constant.
Your
like you're doing so many in one day during the afternoon. It's because you're probably doing it in the afternoon when people are at work.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
While we're working, you make a living, pay taxes.
Well, they're working,
and
too.
And then they just come in.
Now, how many of those were listed as criminal trespassing, criminal misdemeanor
exactly
in the towns they committed the crimes?
Exactly right.
Because the police departments want to hide the statistics because they don't want to be held accountable.
Right.
And
they don't want
you.
Ainsley to go to the meeting in his town and go, what the hell is going on? Nah, criminal mischief, criminal trespass, it's okay.
Not a big thing. Nothing to see.
That's
folks,
what's happening. $40,000 bail. See, I blame the prosecutors, the judges.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
That's
saying for 3 years, start judging the judges.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly
it's a bunch
right.
of bullshit.
Exactly.
Be careful.
What?
Lock you up.
I'm going to get locked up anyway.
He's
with the,
on
I will
his
not
way.
Do we have a bail fund for you
he's
yet?
On his way.
We don't need a bail fund at the moment right now. I'm okay. I'm
good.
Napping. I have napping on retainer.
All right. Just making sure.
So he's coming. And I have a great napping is for the gun stuff. And then I have Anthony Iaculo for criminal defense. So.
Okay. And it's a good team.
Yeah. Iaculo napping.
Because after, you know, your video went viral, you know how that goes.
I'm ready for it.
They already locked up Kalita.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything on him?
James was here last Saturday. We had a bake sale here for his legal defense fund. They raised $1,350. I may have bought a brownie or 20. I let the where the Boy Scouts are today selling the first aid kits. Yeah. I let all the ladies and Sherry. Everybody brought in baked goods. It was almost all homemade. There was only like one store bought thing. And they almost completely sold out. I think there was only like 6 cupcakes left, and they raised $1,350.
And Sandra was looking all mean with a whole 4'11" looking all mean.
Yeah, she was trying to look mean.
It was funny.
But I stood out there the day and basically intimidated people into buying shit.
Well,
yeah, they were walking out. I'm like, Rich, you're buying two cupcakes, right? Well, I wasn't. No, you're buying two cupcakes. Dude, and everybody was like just taking their money out and paying.
You threatened me before I got here that I got to buy from the Boy Scout. I walked in the door, went across the street, got my money, and bought 5 kids.
I don't know how many of those damn kids I've got.
Listen, it's the only way. People walk right by. There's 5 Cub Scouts out there selling first aid kits today. Buy them, you cheap bastard.
Right. So Dan hit me up. I was like, oh, I got to just go get money from across the street. I totally forgot. And Anthony already threatened me, so I just went and bought 5.
Of course, you have no choice.
We're all family here.
They're holding it for me outside.
Rich, because Ainsley's hogging the mic, do you have any events planned yet? Is there a hard date yet or
no? No, we don't have hard dates yet.
Okay.
But we're hoping in the next, let's say, 30 to 45 days to
you
have
email me
on
and we'll read them off on on the radio
definitely.
Show. And again, C4SNJ is the website.
.org.
.org, excuse me. And go on and volunteer and donate. They have a Twitter feed. What's the Facebook page?
Just look up Citizens for a Safer New Jersey. We had somebody already took C4SNJ for who only knows what else. So we ended up with one of those weird names.
Okay, but that's fine. What else? Do you want to talk about? What's your name over there? Ainsley.
Me, I thought you
were looking at Hey, go F yourself.
Go F yourself.
All I have to do is say, go F yourself. So Ainsley,
yes, sir.
You put an alarm, you put cameras in your house, right?
Yes, sir.
So these 90 burglaries that happened down there, all of those people would not have gotten robbed if they had alarm stickers or camera stickers on their house or a combination of both.
Because as I already told you, is that I think that was they broke in, but it was the alarm that got them the hell out before they took it.
But now you have signs they won't break in.
Yeah, because I had just replaced the alarm with another alarm company. I did not have the signs outside.
So these kids broke into 70 houses, right? They broke into 70 houses that didn't have signs or stickers, and it was probably just strong arm where they just bust the door in, young kids run in and grab everything. Listen up, everybody. This Saturday coming is the Tenzia Kali Defensive Pen. We have a few seats left, Saturday, April 5th. Carbine test drive, Monday, April 7th, is almost sold out. The shotgun test drive shoots 6 shotguns. A UTAS will be in attendance. A Remington 870 bolt pull-up and a bunch of other shotguns. It's only $60. That's Monday, May 6th.
That includes ammo?
Yep. We have CPR. Yes, including ammo. Wow. We have CPR first aid and AED certification Sunday, April 27th. Quick clock class, Thursday, April 10th. Rich was talking before he stole one of my classes, but I'll let him slide right now. Emergency medical response for the range safety officer is Sunday, April 6th. If you want to build your own AR like Cheyenne did, everybody's freaking out about Cheyenne's gun with the color. Ainsley built an AR, built a bear with Jimmy 2 years ago. The Build-A-Bear that Cheyenne done was the color was by Fluid Graphics. They're also a sponsor of her. If you're interested in building your own AR, Jimmy@gunforhire.com. Come down and build your own gun. We'll send it out to Fluid Graphics. We'll make it mauve, pink, purple, or whatever sissy color you want.
Nice.
I'm done.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, the soon-to-be felon, master trainer Anthony Calandro, Ainsley Reynolds. The Black Rifle. And please, what is it? The
say
website?
His name.
The website?
But say Rich's name.
Why?
Petkevitz. Say Rich's name.
PK. Rich PK.
That's what we're calling. Rich Petkevitz. Listen to that, listeners. I got it right this time.
You got to practice it for 40 minutes.
C4SNJ. C4SNJ.org.
Please support these guys. We know them. They're good. They're above board. Everything's cool. And buy a t-shirt, you cheap. Bastard.
I will not comply. Mullen Labe. Go buy a two-sided imprint. It's at the Gun for Hire range. It's in the Gun for Hire store. Cheap bastards.
See you next week.